From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. With Colorado Springs City Council elections coming up on April 4th, 91.5 KRCC sat down with the district candidates. We've heard all week from districts 1 through 4. Today, we hear from 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky, who spoke with District 5 candidates Jill Gabler and Lynette Crow Iverson.
District 5 lies in the center of Colorado Springs. It's home to the Olympic Training Center, Palmer Park, the Old North End, and the Knob Hill neighborhood. This election, businesswoman Lynette Crow Iverson is challenging incumbent Jill Gabler for the seat. 91.5 KRCC asked each candidate what she thought was the most important issue facing Colorado Springs. Gabler noted the city is geographically expansive and talked about responsible growth.
It's actually important for a city to continue to grow and thrive, but how we grow to be more sustainable and able to support ourselves self-sufficiently and sustainably is really important. And for me, that means that we quit annexing outward and growing greenfield and laying new lane miles of road, new utilities, while we can't maintain the existing infrastructure that we have.
For Crow Iverson, stormwater infrastructure is the most pressing issue.
We have to find a long-term solution. I know on the ballot there will be a question on Tabor asking the citizens to refund that $6 to $8 million back to the city for stormwater, and I will support that.
Gabler, too, supports that ballot measure. Colorado Springs is the 40th largest city in the country, a statistic Mayor John Southers often mentions. He's also said we need to start acting like it. 91.5 KRCC asked Gabler and Crow Iverson what that means to them. Gabler responded that city council members should be paid more than their current salary of $6,250 per year in order to make the position accessible to a wider scope of candidates.
We are a big city, and I think we need to honor that fact by paying our leaders well so that we can ensure we're getting the best quality of leaders.
Crow Iverson had a different take, saying she thinks we're already beginning to act like a big city.
We're already seeing a lot of construction going on. You see the hospitals are going up. That means there's workforce. That means there's, a need. All the signs and symptoms are there. I just think it's an exciting time, and I do think that we will be a mid-weight level city in no time.
City council elections are April 4th. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
For more from Jill Gabler and Lynette Crow Iverson, as well as other city council races, head to krcc.org. Listen Monday for District 6. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.